Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of the UU Bible Study Podcast. On this, the Thursday of Holy Week, we come to the end of our journey through the crucifixion narrative, the passion narrative of Jesus of Nazareth, found in the Gospel according to Mark. Friends, I want to remind you that tomorrow we have a Good Friday episode that is being launched specifically on our Patreon for our Patreon supporters. And we are going to be diving deep into some really powerful topics for that day. And so if you are interested, please look us up on Patreon. We have a number of special episodes that are going to be posted. But I think I speak for both Michelle and I when I say our Good Friday episode is one you simply will not want to miss.
And now, my friends, hear these words from Psalm 136, verses 1 to 16. I am reading from Reverend Dr. Wilda C. Gaffney's translation. Give thanks to the fount of life who is good, for her faithful love is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for her faithful love is everlasting. Give thanks to the majesty of majesties, for her faithful love is everlasting. Who alone does great wonders, for her faithful love is everlasting. Who through insight made the heavens, for her faithful love is everlasting. To the one who spread out the land upon the waters, for her faithful love is everlasting. To the one who made the great lights, for her faithful love is everlasting. The sun to govern the day, for her faithful love is everlasting. The moon and stars to govern the night, for her faithful love is everlasting. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn daughters and sons, for her faithful love is everlasting. And brought Israel out from among them, for her faithful love is everlasting. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for her faithful love is everlasting. Who cut the Red Sea in two, for her faithful love is everlasting. And made Israel pass over through the midst of it, for her faithful love is everlasting. But churned Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for her faithful love is everlasting, who walked her people through the wilderness, who walked her people through the wilderness, for her faithful love is everlasting. And now, my friends, we invite you into a time of reflection and silence. Hear the repeated liturgical words of this psalm, which in ancient times we can imagine was sung back and forth. Now a bell will ring us into our time of reflection, and then a bell will bring us back.
Friends, welcome back, and thank you for being with us on this special series of episodes for the celebration and remembrance of Holy Week, where we are exploring and remembering the story that so many Christians will be hearing throughout the world on this most holy of weeks in the liturgical calendar, where we are exploring the death and burial of Jesus of Nazareth. Won't you please listen now to the words of the gospel? A reading from the gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 15, verses 21 through 47. Now the soldiers compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry Jesus' cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each one should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed derided him, shaking their heads, saying, "Ha! You who would destroy the temple and build it again in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from his cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. Now, when it was about noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which means,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Then some of the bystanders heard it, and they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether or not Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that this had ended in this way, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." Now there were also women looking on in the distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow Jesus and provide for him when he was in Galilee, and there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. Now when evening had come, since it was a day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. When Pilate wondered if he was already dead, he summoned a centurion and asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph brought linen cloth, and taking down the body, he wrapped it and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. Thus ends the reading.
What a great joy it has been to be with you on this day. Thank you for journeying with us through Holy Week. Thank you for your courage to sit with all that is painful, uncertain, and unknown. No matter what your theology, no matter where your life intersects with these stories and with these Psalms, we are glad you are here, because the diversity of theology in this podcast is an important reminder to us that our diversity as people should be held with expansive arms. See you soon.